Yeah, you know, it's interesting in a way. It was very surprising to see how sensitive HL is to checkpoint inhibitors. But as we learn more about the biology and think about what we knew about the disease, in a way, it wasn't a surprise. But, you know, it's a little bit disappointing now that I think about it because we've known that now for a few years. And I guess there are trials integrating it into the upfront setting, but it doesn't seem like there's anything. Is there phase three trials that are sort of mature and ready to go?
No, there aren't. There aren't. I think the intergroup, we have a trial now for advanced disease, similar design to the RAFL trial for stage 3 and 4 disease. Allison Moskowitz, again, is the head of this trial, where we are giving stage 3 and 4 patients 2 cycles of ABVD, conducting an interim PET. And for the 75-80% of patients who are PET negative, we're continuing as per RAFL with 4 cycles of AVD eliminating bleomycin. And for the PET positive, we're substituting nivolumab plus AVD for escalated BICOP. So I think this is an attempt in the PET positive group who we think have, you know, a higher, maybe a 65% risk of relapse to try to reduce that. I think there is a North American trial that is going to be started in the intergroup, including pediatrics, of BV plus AVD versus nivolumab plus AVD, a big randomized phase three study. So none of these trials are eliminating chemotherapy because if you're curing 70% to 90% of patients with chemotherapy, it's very hard to kind of ease away from that. But they're adding and incorporating the immune therapies.
Can you envision sort of a risk-adapted approach using novel therapy? I mean, if they come up with a really effective, let's say, combination of BV and, say, a checkpoint inhibitor, the model of, you know, PET negativity and you're done.
Well, I mean, again, you're curing 70% to 90% with chemotherapy. And if you eliminate radiation therapy, you're really eliminating most of the risks for long-term toxicity. So it's tough. I mean, it's going to have to be stepwise. I mean, I don't know that in a curable disease, that I would be very enthusiastic about substituting just immunotherapy as frontline in newly diagnosed patients. I mean, actually, there is a very interesting phase two study, which we participated in, has been published in preliminary form, I think, by Andy Evans. Paul Hamlin is guiding this in our center, which used BV lead-in in older patients who are at risk for toxicity, and then followed that with AVD, and then followed that with BV maintenance. And the results of that are really quite promising in that older group of patients at particular risk for bleomycin toxicity. So that's another trial that used brentuximab vedotin, which is still chemotherapy, but, you know, really starting with a lead-in with that in untreated patients. But I think, you know, we have to be a little cautious about, I mean, yes, I'm very enthusiastic and happy that we have stuff that works other than chemotherapy. But chemotherapy does work, and we have to just do it stepwise.